Hallo. Na, mal sehen.
Machst du das Tutorial heute?
Ja. Hallo.
Hallo Martina.
Hallo.
Ach so, Axel, bei mir geht die Wolfcon klar. Also ich bin dabei.
Hello.
Hallo.
How are you?
Good. Was a hard day today. Think we can wait 1 minute. Hi. Is someone else on Wolfcon to this year?
Sorry, is somebody else on WolfCon?
Yeah.
I'm attending remotely, virtually, whatever, virtual attendance. So, yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to. I want to present in the panel, but I don't know if I'll be able to. I don't know if virtual attendance can do that, but anyway, I am attending virtually, to the extent that I can to get up very early.
Yeah, the time difference is unpleasant for the West Coast. I think it's 11 p.m. over here. So, hopefully, there'll be some recordings.
Yeah, I think we were even talking about the possibility of recording the there's an implementer, like reporting implementers, LDP implementer session, which I think will be helpful for people. But we were talking about, since so many people would be in different time zones, to record it ahead and then just, show it or something.
Last year, Nasib recorded the presentation of the MetaDB and LDP. It's available on YouTube. Okay, I think we can start and I share my screen with you. Not too much for today, but some informations. And at the end, a little tutorial how you can extract description from the API. And it's a good point if you would like to start in the next release from For Your Analytics with adding co commands to the columns in our derived tables. Okay, let's take a look on the status from the development. The development plan is that we finish the fixes for our derived tables and reports. We had some changes in the schema at since the Kiwi release. We have the Lotus version from MetaDB from Nasib, but the schema is the same like in Kiwi. And so we can use the Lotus version to fix the queries for the Kiwi release also. In the next release from Fourier Analytics, we would like to add the comments to the derived tables. And actually, we have one issue for 1.6. This is the price trending for agreements. But we have to wait for the fiscal year rollover process, and then we can create this one. Usage is another point in our agenda for today. Let's look here in this table. Bug fixes and features. We have here the fixes for 1.4. This is the Fourier Analytics version Morning Glory. And here we have fixed the schema changes in our queries. Some of these queries we have fixed at this point. And here's only one that we, where we have no one that picked this Excel. Do you think you can do this one?
Sign me up. Well, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay. And the other ones are 4.15. And if you would like to do to add some comments to this tables, then you can enter your name here in this table, and you have enough time. The next release starts in August, I think, and you can think about if you would like to do this. Okay. Then a little question to Sharon. Do we need to create the derived table finance PO invoice transaction for LTP?
I would. We want to avoid the cross product problem, right? The Cartesian product. Should I put that on our list for RM? I think it might be on a list already. I don't have that up.
And I can create the issue on GitHub.
Sure, that's fine. I would put it to both groups so that we see it during the RM meeting. If that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I would like to create this because I created this for MetaDB. So I can port this for LTP. And the next point, e-usage. It's a future task for this group to create derived tables for e-usage. And I talked last week with my supervisor about this point because we created a usage app in Leipzig in our library, and he said, okay, you can see how we can help the community with test data. And at this week, I have a meeting with Annika Schröer, and we will talk about test data and how we can create an test environment for the community. And I can say more about this in the next EIM meeting.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to hear, to have test data and usage, which we are all so long waiting for to get this done.
Mm. And it looks very good. I see the data here in our FOIO database, and I think we can create a bridge between our existing derived tables and to the new creating derived tables for e-usage. And so we can use our created derived tables that we have. So the next point, the recordings. We talked about the old recordings, and we have an answer from Peter Murray, and he said that he would prefer to keep the meeting videos. Okay. It's also interesting for our RM group. So, and yeah, the reporting SIG work group for development ask if new members would like to join this group. If we have here someone, please contact Angela, and she will organize a time that provides all time zones. And
11 Eastern time. Sorry. This time. This is the golden hour.
Mm. Yeah. For us with coffee. Okay. Yeah, and now the last point. We have an migration process here in Leipzig from the old system to the new system. And we migrate the data from the old system to FOIO. And at this point, you look for good tools to compare the old fields from the old database to the new database for you. And we found a good tool. You can find this tool here in this link here. And if you look at this tool, you see you can upload a JSON file to this tool, or you can paste the JSON text here in this text field to this thing. So, and if we go to the API from FOIO, you see the different modules from FOIO, and you can navigate to the specific module that you would like to use. Let's see, maybe invoice. Here you see the module invoice that you can install in FOIO. And here you have a table where you see the different overviews to the documentation of the JSON, which you can fill in with data. And it's the I's in my opinion, the best view is view two. And if you click on this one, you get the documentation of this module. And here you can select the different tables for the module, like invoice lines, maybe, and the different possibilities how you can get or the data, or you can fill in the data with transfer. And if you click maybe on post, you can see which data fields you can fill in with data. And here you see the JSON schema of the table. So, and and you can see for each property in JSON the description. And now you can say, okay, I can take this one and say, okay, copy and paste to my SQL query. But it's better if you convert this JSON to a CSV file. The reason is if you have nested JSON, it's not good to see which data is in which array, and there are some different levels, and it's better if you convert this. So how you can do this? You mark this JSON with each property to the end. You see this is a very long JSON. Then you click copy and paste this to the converter here. And now the converter creates an overview about the properties in a way you can download as a CSV file. Or you can say, okay, I want to download this as an Excel file. What you prefer. And if you have an array, like here in adjustments, it created an extra column for this array. You can see this here, an array. And under the array, you have the properties from the array. And also the description from this property. So, and if you download this one and open it with Excel, you can edit this table how you would like. Delete someone, or you can copy paste something that you would like to do. And it's also good if you create a query, a derived table. what was the name, Sharon, you said for the query? Is soup kitchen query, or what was it?
Kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Which one is? Oh, Yeah. Just to mean a query that pulls down, you know, most of the fields for something. Yeah. Kitchen sink.
Yeah, you see all the properties that are available in this case, and you can select all these properties to your query. And you see here also the levels from the JSON. And if you go down through the list here, you see, okay, it starts here on the root level. And then you see also here the next level for adjustments. And if there is a level in adjustments, you see this in here. Fund distributions here is the next level. And so you can create a derived table with all fields that are available in the info view. So, and the description here, you see, you can copy paste it. And what we had done in Leipzig was to add some columns to compare the fields from the old database to the new database. And you can see which of the fields from the old database is the expression in the new database for you. Yeah, and I think it's a good practice. Here you can mark what you have done, which comments you had added to the query, and you can also see which properties we can maybe add to the query if you want to. Are there some questions here?
So Stefan, essentially we're converting this this JSON blob over to CSV to get these fields. These fields are the ones that we can also put, basically give us indication of what we should put in our queries, if I'm understanding that correctly, like the properties.
Yeah, it extracts all the properties.
Properties, right. Okay.
Yeah. And each property get a column. With the description field, mm-hmm. And if there is a next level, you see this here. If you scroll to the right side,
mm-hmm.
Here's the array, and here is the next level, the next property level with the description field in this level.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a better view of the data. If you have this view from the API,
yeah, it could be hard to track. Yeah,
it's not easy to see on which level is created user ID, and yeah, it's a better other view.
I'm just wondering, how does this compare with the data dictionary that we have that's in Excel, that's on the Reporting SIG wiki?
Is there a wiki site?
Yeah, let me get that. Yeah, it's the Folio schema parser. Here we go. Let me go back to that page. I'm just wondering. Yeah. Okay, I'll put in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
This is something that Angela put together that, yeah, brings, yep, there you go.
Okay.
So if you click on the spreadsheet, you can see the there are three different worksheets, I think, in there that parts out the, and I think the question would be, if you go to review data elements, if that, does that have description? If you're looking for the description, I don't know if this is, okay. Yeah, there it is, property description. So anyway, just another tool that's out there. I don't know if that is the most up-to-date or if it updates itself, but just another way to get at that information.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask Angela if that's...
It's good to know that...
Yeah, sorry. I think we haven't really talked about that lately. And Angela went to some trouble because, you know, everybody's always looking for those data fields and the descriptions and little pieces of the API stuff. And so she created this thing out of Excel. Mm-hmm. I think people were using that.
But it's more for LDP. Or?
Yeah, I don't think it's going against MetaDB at this point.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, it's just LDP.
And are the comments also ported for MetaDB?
I don't think so. I don't think that she's done the MetaDB part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's... You need to, if there is a distinction between LDP and MetaDB, because this is only showing what the RAML, I think the source of that is the same as you just showed
the API, the
APIs. And so there should be no distinction between LDP and MetaDB.
Hmm.
It just breaks out the properties. Parses out. The data.
And now I think about how we can automate it. This.
Well, I think it might be right. I'm trying to think of what's a recent, Scott might know, field that's been made. I think it's automated. I think it's hitting the API site, and so if it's on the API site, it should be in here. But we would have to check with Angela for sure. Is there something new that's been added? I'm just thinking about the different applications.
There's the link to agreements actually from the PO line. I don't remember where that is exactly, but
yeah. So mod,
and with Kiwi, there was the link from PO line to holdings.
Yeah,
is another one that was created in its order line.
Okay, so here we have mod agreements, order line.
ERM agreements, order line, okay, yeah.
Okay, so it might be updating itself. We can check with Angela to see if it's, you know, if there's anything else about it. But anyway, this is parsing the data, and similarly, seems.
And our wish is that we use the official description from the API in our derived tables.
Yeah.
I think a few of these were modified if they were confusing.
The table names?
Yeah. And also, but more than the table names are the table names, but I think the property description was modified if there was something where that was at all confusing. I don't think there were very many. if any. I just remember there was a discussion about that. I don't remember if it actually happened. So
okay. Yeah, so we would need to check with Angela on that, I guess.
And there's also another problem with some signs in the description. If you integrate the comments in the query, in the SQL query, you have to escape the signs. We had a pull request from Eliana, and she added some comments for LDP, and she like to add some single quotes in the description, and you have to escape this signs because SQL look in the syntax, and if there are some single quotes, SQL stop at this point with the comments field. See this here, you have to escape the signs with with another single quote before the sign.
Okay.
And then SQL knows, okay, I can go forward.
Okay.
Okay. How you extract that this description? I think it's the point is that we have the description in the derived table with 1.5, and how you do this, it's your choice. It's one best practice how we do this here in our library, but if you have other things you do, it's also okay. Okay. Are there some other points for today? It's not too much. Okay.
Sorry, that was, I'm sure, most annoying of me to bring up, but I thought I should, because it looked very similar. So it saves you a couple steps, perhaps.
Okay. Then I hope we have some members that add your name on the table for the development.
Yes, I wish I could take some. Natalia and I are trying to agree on, we're fix the derived tables over on the RM side. So I'm full up. So I'm so sorry.
Oh, I have one of them. I have an endpoint, the run list for the report queries. We discussed this in the development group, and we would like to add a point to the checklist in the contribution file that you have to add this in the run list. But we have also to add the run list in the repository. And the question is, who do this? Is Nasip doing this, or have we do this?
I'm thinking Nasib would probably just add that, right? Or I don't know if that's something that one of the groups could just start.
Okay. Maybe we can ask Nasib in the next dev meeting who created run list.
We could create a pull request and see what happens. Nasib will have to decide.
That's true. Yeah, and in Leipzig we can start with beta tests on MetaDB maybe in summer, and so we can more testing our queries also here in Leipzig next to Chicago. Okay, that's for today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care. Thank you. Bye bye. Have a good day or evening.